Armodoxy for today, sincerity. Throughout his ministry, Jesus associated with a wide variety of people. You could say that his circle of acquaintances, friends, and associates was diverse. Jesus was often criticized by the religious community of the day for his association with sinners. We read in Scripture that the Pharisees rebuked Jesus for eating with sinners, to which Jesus responds, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick." In fact, Jesus tolerated and associated with everyone. Most notably, many remember that he forgave the adulteress, and he included the tax collector in his inner circle. The tax collector, we should remember, was considered among the lowest of the low because he was a Jew collecting taxes for the oppressive Roman government. Yes, Jesus accepted them all, but for one. The one person for whom Jesus showed contempt and criticized was the hypocrite. The hypocrite was the one who said one thing with his mouth and lived another way with his life. The Pharisees were the teachers and the keepers of the law. They weren't bad people. They kept Scripture, they knew Scriptures backwards and forward, they gave a tenth of their income to the temple. But Jesus called them out as blind guides. He said, "You are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of bones of the dead and everything unclean. In the same way, on the outside you appear to people as righteous, but on the inside you are full of hypocrisy and wickedness." For Jesus, sincerity and the pureness of heart is central to being in the kingdom of God. His invitation to become as children was an invitation to sincerity and purity of heart. For the last couple of days, we've been looking at the phenomena of the Arev children in Yerevan. Father Grigor, who founded the Arev children after his child was diagnosed with Down syndrome, works with these children daily. He has formed a theater where the Arev children perform by reciting poetry, playing music, and dancing. But their greatest asset is their sincerity. According to Father Grigor, it is not possible to be next to the Arev children and not learn from them to love and see only the good in people. As we spent time with the Arev children, Father Grigor's words resounded with more and more meaning. The children are pure. They're sincere. They laugh. They smile. And they hug. And there's nothing insincere about any of their expressions. Every bit of the love they share comes from the depth, the deepest depths of their souls. In these children, we see only good. We realize how superficial our lives have become because we identify people by what we observe on the outside. God looks into the depths of our heart and sees what is real. We refer to a child as having Down syndrome, while God identifies them as the ones who love, laugh, smile, and hug with complete sincerity. Father Grigor's Arev children give us a chance to see beauty that comes from the soul. We understand the value of sincerity and how it is missing in the world. We now understand the words of our Lord Jesus as we read Matthew chapter 18. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a little child to him, placed the child among them, and he said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. If anyone causes one of these little children, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. God bless the Art of Children, and may we all find the inspiration to follow them, to mimic them, and be the sincere and pure agents of God's love.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.